What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Melodies Kitchen, baby. She y'all down like it just y'all like that. I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is ROMI76 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby.
And check me out on Just a Touch of J Radio.
Y'all hear that?
This is Just a Touch of J.
What's up, y'all? What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining cause they need it, baby. Living your best life just doing what it is that you do. Well, listen, I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Yeah, I know what y'all out there doing. But you are listening to Just a Touch of J Radio. All you need is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of J. A touch of J. J.
Just a touch of J. Just a touch of J. Hey y'all, oh my gosh, what y'all out there doing? Listen, mama about to drop a dime on you. Mama fine on you, about to drop a dime on you. Yes, you are listening to Just a Touch of J's Chord Dimes. Yeah, this when I come to y'all and I give y'all that aha moment. Whatever God drop on me, I come to the car and I go tell y'all about it. Because I'm out here, you know, doing what it is that I do. You know how I be working. But anyway, look. Make sure y'all get these nuggets. Yeah, mom, I'm about to put this thing out there in pieces for you. I'm talking about, yeah, some things that come up against you when God tell you stuff. Yeah, the opposition. Yeah, I'm breaking it down for y'all today. So this one's just a little bit longer than the other one from yesterday. Shout out to y'all for listening. Oh my God. Wait till y'all hear what happened with the podcast since I recorded from yesterday. Okay? Wait till y'all hear it. All right, now look, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I also got after this. I got a whole bunch of Just a Touch of J radio. Yeah, I've been putting that out there in pieces for y'all too. All over. Yeah, you know, we in the Love Doctor series. And my boyfriend thing. Yeah, 31 years of me dating some boyfriends 10 different ways. You know, I'll talk to y'all about that a little bit too. But, you know, the opposition, it be something. So make sure y'all get these pieces, all right? Because it's up next. Hey y'all, what's up? This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Just living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so dull and so wise. And why is it that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so dull and so wise, baby? Huh? Man, listen. First of all, because God made you that way. Yeah, shout out to you, God. He's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes. And what is the second reason that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. Well, you know, because y'all out there listening to me, baby, and this is just a touch of J. And y'all know I'm putting it out there in pieces for you. So look, it's a third thing I tell y'all too. What else I tell y'all? Mama gotta drop a dime on you. Mama fine on you, about to drop a dime on you. No, that's not the third thing. The third thing is this. I have to give a shout out to my haters. Yeah, all the naysayers, disbelievers, and all that. You know, you already know what I say. Say it with me, all three. You ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. You do. You need it, okay? Now, look. If you're just coming over to the whole Justice Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on, who this Lady J? Like, you know, what's all this high haters and all this type of stuff? Hold on. Ooh, I tell you, hate is acknowledgement backwards, baby. People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you properly. And this is just a touch of J. Let me put this out there in pieces for you, okay? So when you thorough and wise like me, you be shining bright like a diamond and stuff like that. The haters and the people come around. Oh, my God. The Lord is speaking, y'all. I got to drop a dime on y'all, right? But look, they come all around, right? Because, you know, they oppose you, okay? They don't like it. They like, wait a minute, what's going on? But they act like they do. Yeah, and they be coming over like, wait a minute. Like, you know, like they peeking through the blinds, like the cops is outside across the street. They try to figure out what's going on. They be coming over like that because God be doing his Psalms 23 thing. Yeah, when he prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy, go read that. Yeah, he does that type of thing. He like letting you shine real bright like a diamond so it gets their attention and lures them in. Okay, so they come on over like, man, hold on. Is that my boy over there shining on him? Is that my girl over there shining? You know, they said somebody put something out there in pieces, baby. And you know what God does with me? They wind up just getting blessed by the message. Whatever message he's using. You know, some people like my voice. You like it when I do it like that, baby. You know, some people like my cooking. You know, some people like to just look at me. You know what I'm saying? Over there, Justin Touch J's Fitness. And you know, they like I said, my food thing. And making love in his kitchen. Or they like whatever. They like the podcast. They like the app. They like my voice. I don't know. You know, whatever it is, they want me to drop a dime on. They need that business. That love. That, you know, that love of God. All right? So, they come on over. All right? And they wind up getting blessed by the message. Like I said, whatever message he's using. And he be using all type of messages with me. Like he does with y'all. So, you never hate on him. They just be in the dark a little bit. And I give y'all this analogy all the time. You know, like, imagine being home sleep, okay? You in there, you knocked out. I tell y'all this. And you in there, you know, everything. You had a hard day. You in there just trying to get your sleep on. And somebody you gave the key to, but you forgot, come over. Yeah, let they self in and everything. It's like 3 a.m. Hit the switch. Light switch. You waking up. Like, first of all, why are you even in my bedroom? And Number two, why are you here? Like, what's going on? My mom, she was good for that. But she startled me, woke me up when I was asleep. That's what God be trying to do to them. Wake them up when they sleep. And he used people, you know, like me, you know. And y'all out there, so just don't hate on them. Okay? When they come on over, be like, dang, they must need this work too. So you say, hi, haters. Cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. You do need it. So look, y'all hear my voice going in and out. The devil is a liar. But we gonna get through this thing. My allergies is just horrible. So listen, I'm politicking with God, okay? This is the Car Confessions, okay? Y'all know what it's called. Just a Touch of J's Car Dimes, okay? So I'm putting this thing out there in pieces for you. We talked about some things yesterday, and now we're talking about some things on today. All right, so this is what had happened. Here the story go. I'm sitting there, I'm talking to God. I'm like, you know what? This is stuff just be going on sometimes. You know, God be answering your thoughts sometimes. So you be like, dang, you know, he was answering my thoughts. I'm like, okay, I didn't even talk to you about that. But all right, like what? You want me to talk to somebody? So that's not talking to him. Like, I'm like, you want me to talk to somebody? Somebody out there messed up. He like, yeah. But before I go to that, y'all, have y'all been going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh, have y'all been doing it? Yo, I've been dropping so many dimes on y'all. Like, whoo! Child, just a touch of Jay's undies. Yes, his undies, my undies. Yo, oh my gosh. I've been putting the 13 waist shapers out there for y'all on different social medias. Y'all getting different days. You know, some of y'all get some of y'all not get some. I love it. Y'all all up in the stories and stuff. Everything. I've been over there making love in B's kitchen. Mama getting so thick, y'all. I told her, thick. Okay, I've been working out for a whole year. Just a touch of Jay's Fitness. Yeah, we got the whole 100-piece clothing line. And you know, we got the waist shapers in the one line store. This is justatouchofjay.com. Like, y'all over there showing so much love. And you also are showing love on my app. Like, yo, and my podcast. Hold on, wait a minute. I almost forgot to tell you. So I goes on there the other day. Look, I goes on there the other day, which was yesterday. And I'm like, dang, you know, I ain't really been promoting my podcast like that. Let me go ahead. Let me just check it out. See what's going on, right? Because I noticed that in my bank account, I had got paid from Spotify. So I said, you know, when I get some time, go on there and check it out. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all doing payouts like that. Right? So I'm like this. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, let me go on there real quick. I slide on over to the left. You know, I go over and I'm looking at it. And I'm like, I thought that thing had said 6,000 the other day. And it was like 58,000 point something in 30 days. I was like, wait a minute, that thing just said it was 6,000. So I go back to my phone. I'm like, I screenshot it because I was going to use it for promotion. So I'm like, and then I go back. By the time I had went back, it was at 60,000 in 30 days. I'm like, wait a minute, let me refresh this thing on here. Something ain't right. Child, then it went up to 62,000 plays. And I'm like, this in 30 days, you know, it was like the numbers was coming through. And I'm like this, I'm like, oh my God, just from yesterday's podcast. Yeah, y'all out there doing that business. I just want to tell you, thank you. Yeah, I had told God, I said, you know what, God, I really like this episode right here. I said, God, this one was okay. I said, yeah, you put this thing out there in pieces for him, God. You know, the one I just did, the congratulations, you've arrived. Yeah, y'all going so crazy about that. I'm like, this is number my car confessions. Yeah, I told y'all, just a touch of Jay's car dimes. Google it. You okay? Hashtag it. You know, JUSTATOUCHOF underscore letter J. That's what they call me, baby. But anyway, look, check it out. So I'm like, y'all out here, y'all just being so thrilling. Why? And then, oh my God, YouTube, that was Spotify. YouTube, y'all got me over 508,000. 118 as of last night. Yeah, impressions. Like, I don't know what y'all out there doing. I swear I ain't doing none of that stuff. I ain't doing none of that trickery, promoting or nothing. But you know what, though? See how God do? Yeah, I told him, I said, I got to tell him, that ain't nothing but you. That's all God. Because you know what I had told God to? I said, God, I want this thing to reach millions. I want everybody to hear this word right here. These people need to hear this. You know, and then I turn around and it's like, it go from 6,000 to 62,000. I'm like, just like, oh my God, I got the proof. I'm putting it out there in pieces for y'all. I couldn't believe it. So thank you. Okay. Thank you. I'm so glad y'all getting this word. So let me skate on over to the left, go back to the word, because so much going on, especially my boyfriend thing. Yeah, baby. Oh my God. 31 years of me dating. Some boyfriends 10 different ways. Okay. Listen, I'm putting it out there in pieces for you this week, okay? Yes, all right. Make sure y'all checking that out. Now, I think I covered most of the stuff. You know, y'all know everything that's going on, okay? So, go back to the regular podcast for that. Okay, anchored. I just did something like that. It was like 4 different episodes. So check that out. And I'll be coming back to you. So look, we gotta get back to the car thing. So I'm sitting up there and I'm like this. I'm like, you know, God, okay. What you want me to tell him? Okay. You know, I'm like, what is it that you want me to tell me? God's just like, you know, they getting a lot of opposition. Cause he always checked me. He said, you was telling him yesterday how you had opposition coming. You know, with some of the things you got going on in your life. And he said, I want you to look up opposition. That's what he told me, y'all. I'm not lying. I can't make it up. I said, okay, God. All right, let me look up opposition. So I look up opposition, right? And then underneath of it, there's a list of other words. Google it, y'all. It was so crazy. Okay, so he said, look at that. So I looked it up, right? So it says resistance is one of them. Hostility is another one. Disapproval, dislike, destruction. Oh, I put disapproval twice. Oh Lord. Okay. Destructiveness and objection. Okay. So those are all the things that are listed underneath opposition. So I said, okay, God, that's a lot of stuff. And God said, yeah, that's what happens whenever I tell anybody anything. That's what happens. I was like, oh, he said, you know, I told you some things and I tell a lot of people stuff and those who believe me, listen to me. He said, and then the opposition comes. He said, I want you to go on there and I want you to tell them that everything that God tells you is going to have opposition. I said, okay. Okay. So y'all listen. Okay. That's the first part. Everything that God tells you is going to have opposition. I'm so sorry I gotta tell you this, but it is. Okay, the resistance is going to come, the hostility is going to come, the disapproval is going to come, the dislike is going to come, the destructionist is going to come. Okay, everything, the objection is going to come up against what God told you. So I said, okay God, okay, all right. So he said, I need you to look up opposed. So I'm like, you know, trying to figure out something. No, he's like, I need you to look up opposed. So I'm like, all right, man, let me go ahead. Okay. Since you over here talking today, so I look up opposed. And then opposed says disapprove. He says, so everything that I told them is going to have opposition. All of those things that I just read, y'all, is going to come up against it because it's opposed. It's already disapproved. Because I told him it and I told you it. So I'm like this. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. So he goes, keep reading. So I'm reading. And then it gets down to attempt to prevent. And I'm like, okay. He said, you see, all those things are going to attempt to prevent what I said to them and what I said to you. So I'm like this. I'm like, dang, you right. So I'm sitting up there. I'm like, oh my God, I know you're about to sum it up. So he said, keep going. So it says, especially by argument. And he said, yeah, to get their thoughts all off. The enemy gonna come up against them. They're gonna come up against themselves. Because it's like, wait a minute, did God really say this? I'm not sure, because all these things are happening. The resistance, the hostility, the disapproval, the dislike, the destruction. Everything is happening. The objection is all coming up against what God told y'all. And some of y'all out there like, you know what? I don't know. You sure you said this? Did I come up with this myself? Because it's all this stuff up against it. God was like, that's the argument. I was like, oh. He said, go look up what argument means. So I'm like, all right, God, you dropped a dime on me. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy, right? So look, I go over there, I look up argument. You know, argument says, y'all, persuading others that an action or idea is either right or wrong. And he said, it's a form of appeal. So I'm like, oh, he said, you know, like when they in court and they be like, I object, I appeal that. They put something up against it. They don't want it to go nowhere. I gotta file an appeal. Okay, y'all know, come on, don't act like y'all don't know out there. Y'all did some stuff, maybe some legal type of stuff. You got, I got to file an appeal. That means I got, they ain't getting my money. They done messed up. I need to file an appeal. Something's not right. Let me file an appeal. Yeah, yeah, you be up against yourself sometimes like that. You be filing appeals up against yourself. Like, you know what? I don't know. You know, I don't know if I can do this. God, you sure that's me? That's what happened with these three people that I'm about to tell you about. Yeah, Abraham. Oh, my gosh. God had told Abraham, right, before he was Abraham, it was Abram and Sarah. Okay, Sarai. Okay, so Abram and Sarai. Okay, and then God changed them later. Their names were Abraham and Sarah. You know, many sons have father Abraham. I am one of y'all. Remember that song? Okay, my Bible scholars, you know, Sunday school type thing. Yeah, so anyway, look, Abraham, you know, he said, look, y'all gonna have a baby. You know, and he was Abram, you know, and he went ahead, you know, and he let wifey know, Sarai, and she was like this. Yo, they laughed. First of all, we already old in age. And you trying to tell us we going to have a child and it's going to be, you know, nations and all that from us? Yeah, right. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take matters into my own hands because I don't even believe what you talking about. So, what they did was they did this little threesome thing. Yeah, baby. Child, we in the love doctor series. You know I had to bring it back around to relationships and love and sex. Yeah, so they did the threesome thing. Yeah, but the threesome thing was more like a twosome kind of thing. I'm going to let you have your way thing. Some of y'all know about that. Yeah, I used to know about that. Oh, my gosh. Y'all know I had the boyfriend and the girlfriend at the same time, baby. But that's a whole nother podcast. But anyway, so Sarah says, you know, Sarai at the time is her name. Why don't you go ahead and sleep with the maid, you know, Hagar, you know. Go ahead, put that seed up in there, lay it down on the right. I need you to do that because, you think that God gonna be able to do that? Yeah, because some of y'all be out there, y'all be questioning God like that. When he tell you something because, you know, you got the resistance, the hostility, disapproval, dislike, obstruction, destructiveness, and objection all up against you, you know, because, you know, it's opposed. We already know it's disapproved. So now the argument, you know, is having you all messed up and you trying to form an appeal against what God said to you. Yeah, some of y'all just don't want to believe what he told you. That's something else he told me I had to come on here to tell you. So they didn't believe that. Yeah, so, you know, he goes in, he said, you know what? I mean, I might as well. I mean, you said I could do it, so why not? You know? So he goes, boom, he put that thing up in her. Yes, and she gets pregnant. Yeah. But y'all got to go ahead and make sure y'all read up on that to figure out what happened with that. But I just wanted to let you know that you see what happens when you take matters into your own hands. You don't listen to what God told you. And they wind up having a baby and everything. You know, wind up being what God said later on. Because when God tell you something, child, please. Please believe that it's going to be what he said. Okay? That's your problem, too. You out here, some of y'all out here, you just, like I said, you don't want to believe what he said. He going to have to show you. You know what I'm saying? Do you get where I'm coming from? Thank you, Holy Spirit. He going to have to show you that that's what I said. So now you out here, you all up in this trickery. You know what I'm saying? We in love, Dr. Sarah. You know some of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all out there doing that little one, too. He like, you know, I'm going to have to show these niggas who I am. Okay, because they a little messed up. They don't believe what I'm saying. Everything God tells you is going to have opposition. That's how you know he told you. So look, anyway, skating on over to the next. Okay, we got Joseph. I had to write some of this down. He was dropping a dime on me. Joseph, man, y'all know Joseph. The coat of many colors. I'm always talking to y'all about Joseph. Joseph is like, he like my main man. It's like, we kind of like a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he went ahead, he told him about the dream the God told him. He like, look, he told his brothers and stuff like, yo, listen, this is going to happen, God. Like, basically showed me something. I had this dream. Like, y'all was going to be bowing down on all this. He all hype. You know, he going to tell them. They like, what this nigga think? We going to be bowing down to him? Put in anybody's term. But that's what they said. And they hated him. Because the dad, right? He had Joseph. You know, like, he had many wives and all this type of stuff. You know, they was doing a lot of the trickery and stuff back then. You know what I'm saying? So, he had all this stuff going on. But it was the one that he really loved. Yeah, yeah, he had this one from the one that he loved. So he kind of like favored them. Y'all be favoring stuff that y'all love. Come on now, you do. Some type of way you got a little favor with it, okay? So he was favoring them, you know, and the brothers, they hated him already. The Bible says they hated him. So when he come, go ahead, you know, get ready to tell him the whole story. You know, let me tell y'all what God told me, right? He like this. They like, here he comes, the dreamer. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was calling him the dreamer. Because, yo, when you real thorough and wise like that, people can see something normal sometimes. They see you got all that hope and all that, you know what I'm saying, that love and all that liveliness. They like, what's going on with them? Well, they think they somebody. That's basically what they would say. Yeah, here comes the dreamer, the one that think he's something. Any of y'all out there going through that? Child, they be killing me with that too. I'm trying to tell you. Like, here she come. What she, you know? And I'm like, this don't be mad at me because I'm shining bright like a diamond. Because I'm doing what God said. Because I'm believing, you know, what he told me. I ain't fighting against the opposition. Well, look, that's what Joseph did. He ran out there. He was like, look, I got to tell y'all what happened. So they hate him. You know what they did, y'all? So fell. Own family. Okay? Own family. Loved ones, they took him down and basically threw him in like the cistern. It was a pit, you know, left him to die. Like, yo, took his jacket, was like, took his coat, the coat in many colors. It was like, put blood on it. It's like, we gonna tell dad this. They was plotting on him and everything. Yo, I know y'all had family and stuff plot on you before. Yeah, baby, and it ain't nothing like family plotting on you. Mm-hmm. I've experienced it. They be the ones that be hating the worst. Because, you know, they know you as, you know, like me. They know me as Ronica. You know what I'm saying? So here I am, you know, just such a day. Like, what does this nigga do? She think she, you know what I mean? All that type of stuff. They was hating, you know, so they was hating on him. Threw him out there. You know, then this nigga, he gets sold in a slavery. Yo, he in slavery, like, yo, I mean, I know I had this dream, you know, that I told everybody about, and y'all out there in the slavery part, y'all out there just going through what y'all going through, and y'all like, dang, I mean, I thought that you was, you know what I mean, you had my back, I'm like, what happened, I thought, what happened, yeah, he started, but he never questioned himself, but some of y'all might be, yeah, he just kept on going, he kept doing what God told him, like the dream, you got to keep going in the midst of it, y'all be quitting and stuff, and we getting there. Yeah, you be quitting, but we getting there. He didn't. You know, when they put him in jail, he still was telling people dreams and stuff like that. You know, he was interpreting dreams. He was doing all type of stuff for him. Yeah, he never stopped believing in himself. Point taken. That's how successful people win. Like me. People be asking me all the time, like, yo, how you be doing that? I be like, what you mean? I just do what God told me to do. I don't be down with myself. I just be, I can't, when I see fear, I know that God didn't give me the spirit of fear. So I know opposition and all these things is coming with it. And I'm like this, oh no. I know that it must be something. Let me go ahead and keep doing what God tell me to do. And that's what you got to do. Okay, so that's what he was doing. You know, and then he wind up, God used the dream, you know. Somebody went ahead and heard something, said, you know what, I know somebody down there, you know, interpreting dreams. And you know, Pharaoh called him out, was like, look, tell me what this means. Basically, he went ahead and did that. All of a sudden, he's this ruler. He said, yo, I'm making you like the right-hand man. You head over all this. Just because you was able to do what God told you to do. You feel where I'm coming from? Because he believed in himself. He didn't stop the process. Yeah, and then after that, oh my gosh, he gets put back into slavery because, you know, it's always some type of trickery. I told y'all that. Man, it's this relationship stuff is crazy in the Love Doctor series. Okay, I told y'all we covering all type of stuff again. Guess what? Why he out there in the palace doing what it is he do? You know, the right-hand man now. Guess what happens? Wifey. Yeah, Pharaoh wifey looking at him like, you over there looking kind of good. Know them young ones, boy, they'll get you. Listen, the sight, yo, the sight will mess you up. So she looking at him like, yeah, her vision, everything was off. She's ready to do that trickery with him. And he was like, no, he couldn't. So she lied. Yeah, lied. Say, he tried to touch on me and all this other type stuff. So he wanted to get put back in jail because now Pharaoh, like, what, I'm believe my wifey or I'm believe you? You know, I don't know what's going on. So he might get put right back in jail. But you know what? He still kept doing what he was doing. You know what I mean? Things turned around for him. Pharaoh wound up letting him out. And he wound up still being a ruler. And then the brothers came back to him when they was messed up. So y'all got some people coming back to y'all and they messed up. Yo, I just talked about that yesterday. And what did I tell you yesterday? I said, yo, you got to make sure you deal with the situation differently because you're different now. Make sure y'all check that out. Yeah, congratulations, you arrived. All right, now look, we're going to skate on over to the next one because I got to go ahead and wrap this thing up. You know, this is the car confessions. Can't be so long. I'm already over the time. Moses, look, Moses. God told Moses to do something. Moses was like this. They will not believe me. Another one. Okay? Another one. Like DJ Khaled. Another one. Yeah. Another one. Okay? He didn't want to believe it. Yeah, he didn't want to believe it. You know, I stutter. He had a speech impediment. You know, I got stuff going on. He didn't want to believe it either. God said, you can't be like Moses just because you got something going on with you. Don't think I can't use you. Okay? Like, just because you got something going on with you, don't think that what I told you ain't going to be failing wise. Like, I am the one that's going to handle it. I'm just using you because I think you thorough wise. You just don't know how thorough wise you are. I told y'all, y'all got to stop making yourself feel not thorough wise, okay? You have to. Okay, you have to. You got to believe in yourself. You got to be like, yo, I know God be talking to me because I'm thorough wise. People will always try to make you feel like something's not right with you because you speak about the Lord and you speak to the Lord. You got to understand this. He talks to people that listen. So if they ain't even listening to themselves and their life is all messed up, why you think they gonna listen to God or even gonna be able to see the God in you? Oh, please, God, help me. Help me out here because I'm dropping that business on y'all. So anyway, little Moses, he had a problem with believing in himself. You know, so basically God was telling him, he was the one with the Ten Commandments, okay? He was getting mad and all this other type of stuff. Because they was down there, they was wilding. They was naked, dancing and all this. They like, man, we ain't out here worrying about you. They out there having orgies and everything. One, two, one, two, one, two. Yeah, do it like this and do it like that. Yeah, they doing an electric slide. They out there having a nice time. Yeah, they won't worry about Moses, so you know. God took Moses out of there. You know what I mean? Moses gone. You know what I'm saying? I'm paraphrasing, okay? Moses going, Moses out. All right. Now they run to Joshua. Okay, look. We talking about the children, you know, Israel. They out there, you know, they was in the wilderness 40 days and all. 400 years. Like, yo, 40 years. They was out there, yo. 400 million years. They was out there. All right. For a long, long, long time. And God was providing for them. And then when they ran to Moses, God said, you know what? Now I done already told you. I done already showed you. And they crying. They want to go back. Like, no, we rather go back. Any of y'all going back to something because it seemed like it's easy because you scared that what God told you is the truth? Oh, my gosh. Y'all got to stop doing that. Y'all got to stop doing it because you just going to keep going around like I told you yesterday. Round and around in a circle until you do what God told you to do. I told you, I just put the post out there. God said you gotta do it again because you ain't listened to him the first time on social media. But you know, I'm out here, you know, doing what he telling me to do, and I'm out here shining bright like a diamond. You know, one day 60,000, you know, just listens, likes, and all this on my stuff. You know, I'm gonna put it out there in pieces for you, you know, because I'm out here doing what he telling me to do. So Joshua's like, God, you know, I don't even know, you know, but you know, the issue that God said, y'all got to look it up. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. Yeah. Some of y'all just out there going through that. You see yourself less than. Yeah. That's why you messed up. Because if you believe in yourself, then you might be like, you know what? What if God is saying this? You know what I'm saying? Like, he might be saying this. Like, dang, you want me to have this? This is real thorough. You know, like, you want me to experience this? This is something you trying to give me? And I'm like, I don't know, because you ain't too sure. Yeah, they saw themselves as grasshoppers. That's what they said. Go read it. Yeah, they went out in the land and stuff. Yo, it's so crazy. They went out there, right? They went out there trying to, like, spy and all this type of stuff. And they came back and they was telling the story, you know, to them, like, letting them know what happened when they was out there looking. And they was like, yo, they were saying that there were giants in the land. And he was like, you know, they were scared. They thought the giants saw them as grasshoppers, but they saw themselves like that. Yes, sometimes you see yourself as less than, like you can't handle what God's trying to give you. So you sabotage it. I don't want it. But like I said, yo, please get this business, please. Because he going to keep on making you go back around to it because the blood still works. Yeah, that's what he told me to tell you. He told me to tell you that. He said the blood still works. He didn't die on the cross for your sins to go through all this, okay, for it not to work. So it's going to work. If that's what he told you that it is, you know, and then sometimes he be telling other people to tell you too. You know what I'm saying? He be trying to, because you ain't listening to him. So he said, somebody else like me, you know, shout out to Bishop T.D. Jakes, Sarah Jakes Roberts, you know, all of them. I put my pastors out there. Go check it out. I think it was the top 13 pastors or something. But he'll tell some people out here to come tell you, you know, go tell them what I said, like you try to do Moses, and y'all be like, I don't know, did God really say that? You know what I'm saying? You be questioning them. He trying all this type of way to just do this for you because he think you fell away, but you don't want to believe him because, you know, you got the resistance, the hostility, the disapproval, the dislikes. Y'all be out there looking at the likes on social media like, I don't never look at that because I don't do it for that. I don't care if nobody don't look at it. Y'all be in the stores, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if you don't be in the stores. Them numbers don't be lying, you know what I mean? Like, God be letting me know. Like, boom, I put it out there. Peace is for you, babe. You don't even got to worry about it. Yeah, I'll be like, dang. You know, I remember somebody told me one time, hold on. They was like, yo, well, how you going to do this? And how you going to bring the traffic to your page? And how you going to do all that? You know what my response was? This is probably like 8 years ago. Yeah. I was like, God just going to do it. You know what I mean? I don't know. I ain't doing that. I'm just doing what God tell me to do. Promote it the way he tell me. And that's what I said. And that's what I did. And he told me this before we skate back over to the left. This is what God told me. Y'all listening? Listen up. He said, put just a touch of J on everything that you do. Always hashtag it everywhere. So for the last like 8 years, that's what I've been doing. He said, just a touch of J fitness. Bam, hashtag. Just a touch of J this. Bam, hashtag. Just a touch of the J cameras. Whatever. That's what I did. And then he told me, did J stand for Jesus? I said, oh, you so thorough. He said, you know Jillian too. But you know the Thelon Wise stuff that you get. And now when you Google me, they compare my Google search to the guy who started Facebook. Like, now it's just so crazy. That's why I tell y'all, just Google Justin Touch J. Yeah, J-U-S-T-A. You know, T-O-U-C-H-O-F. I just go letter J. Yeah, because that's what they call me. Now, look, let me get back to this. All right. The blood still works. I'm trying to let you see that it worked. Yeah. Like when I was sick, child, I almost died 5 times. Thank y'all for praying for me through that recent car accident. I'm spitting out blood, getting out the car, and the car smoking, my jacket all singed up, like steering wheel broke. I'm like, God, I'm just learning how to eat. You know what I mean? Like, damn. And God was like, you okay? He told me to get out the car. What if I ain't listen to him? Like, how y'all don't be listening to him? We try to talk to you, try to tell you something. Yeah, but look, he said the blood still worked. And apparently it did. Apparently it been working real good in my life. Yeah, God been cleaning me up, you know? And this is what he said. He said, end it like this. It's going to happen because he told you. Yo, why would he tell you something if it wasn't going to happen? Like, I mean, come on. Like, I mean, please, God, help me out here. I'll be telling him. I'll be like, God, you sure you want me to tell him like this? And he'd be like, just tell him what I said. So, look, he said it's going to happen because he told you it's going to happen. So, you better start paying attention to how your life is going. He had somebody put a little birdie out there and say, you know what, God said this. Let me tell you that this is going to happen. You know, you need to pay attention to some of that type of stuff sometimes. Like, for real, you need to go into prayer about that. You need to be like, wait a minute, hold on, what? Remember I told y'all how boyfriend number 5, how my mom was a defining factor of me not marrying him? Yeah, because my mom came out was like, I had to tell him by herself. And I was like, wait a minute, hold on. You don't do none of that type of stuff. You've never done that. I'm almost 50 years old. Like, what you talk about? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she told me that. Yeah, I think I was almost 40. But she told me that. And I was like this. Okay, let me reevaluate some things. Yeah, because you just know certain stuff. So, you know, he said it's going to happen because it's going to happen because he told you it. Yeah, he said he told you it. He said, all you got to do is faint not. That's what he said. He said, tell him that. And I said, well, okay, what scripture is that again? So look, let me go to the scripture because I wanted to Google it. I wanted to make sure that I do everything he tell me to do. Okay, I can't be playing with y'all. Galatians 6:9. This is what it says, okay? New International Version, okay? Let us not become weary in doing good. For at a proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Okay? Let's say it again. Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. What's the key? Do not give up. What's the key? Do not give up. We will reap. Will, okay, reap if we do not give up. Okay, so you can't give up. You know what I'm saying? I told you when it come back around again, maybe it's because you ain't do it right the first time. God love you so much that he's giving you another opportunity to let you see that the blood still work, but you just like, I don't know, because you think you can't do it. You see yourself small like a giant. And he said, yo, everything, he said, go tell him everything that God tells you is going to have opposition. You just got to see it differently. So look, I don't know what y'all, let me see, hold on. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. I ain't done yet. Let me go ahead. It was another scripture. Let me do it right, okay? Because somebody needs his business. And I am not in the position of not doing what he tell me to do. Mm-mm. Okay, what was it? Okay, no, hold on. Okay, here we go. Romans. He said, go to Romans. So I'm like, y'all got to read Romans 8. Make sure y'all read Romans 8. Get your Bible. Read Romans 8. It's going to tell you a whole bunch of stuff. If you're struggling through anything, it's going to give you everything that you need. But there's a part in there. He said, Romans 8:28. I said, I know Romans 8:28 is. Take me on over here, right? So I go over there, right? Let's get on over to the left. And then he goes, you ready? And I'm like, yeah. He like, we know that all things work for good, for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Do you understand what that means? So when the opposition comes, because he told you that everything's going to have opposition. Everything I tell you going to have opposition because I told it to you. I'm God. You know what I'm saying? So he said, when the resistance comes, the hostility comes, the dislike comes, the destruction comes, the disapproval comes, the objection comes. Yeah, the rejection comes. He said, yo, it's because it's opposed on what I'm trying to tell you. It's opposed. And the definition of opposed is disapproved. That's what he told me to tell you. He said it's going to be an argument, especially my argument. Do you hear me? To attempt to prevent. Go look it up, please. Oppose. That's what it's going to tell you. The argument, okay? It's going to come against the action that God told you. It's going to form an appeal. But what he's telling you is in Romans 8:28, Lord Jesus, this is what he said. You got to know that all things, all, not some, all things work for good for those who love God. Yeah, and who are called according to his purpose. So you got to know it's going to work because it's his purpose. But you can't faint in the midst of it. You can't give up, because you give up, you run from it. Then that just means like, yo, you ain't as thorough and wise as you think you are. So I got to come on here and now tell you, please remember you thorough and wise. Please remember that all this stuff going to come up. Remember, that's how he told me to close it. Remember what God's already done. That's what he said. He said, close it with that. He said, tell him, remember what he's already done. Some of y'all, he's helped you out already with your health. Yeah, you've been sick. You've been going through things with your family. The times there wasn't no money. My God. So many things that you prayed about, he's answered. He's kept you out of dangerous situations. Y'all could be dying because of diseases. Y'all out there doing some of that trickery. all type of stuff. He's kept you from car accidents and everything. All type of things he's kept you from already. He said, just remember what he's already done. What he's already done, the example, the blood still works. He sent his only son to die on the cross for your sins, just to make sure that you would be okay. Yeah, John 3:16. He loves you that much. He's trying to work out everything just for you to give you exactly what you need. I'm trying to tell you, I wish you knew where I came from. Like, man, he cleaned me up. I used to be out here lost and real messed up. I'm trying to tell you something. Okay, so listen to me. Everything that God tells you is going to have opposition. But when you real thorough and you wise and you understand who you are, yo, you won't let nothing stop you. That's why I got the Just a Touch of J mobile app, the Just a Touch of J fitness app, the cannabis line. That's why I'm a grower. That's why I have all type of stuff going on. Wines and Make a Love of these kitchen and food things and books and fitness clothing and regular clothing and fitness apparel and just nonprofit organizations. And I'm doing music and I'm recording things and radio shows and TV shows and movies and book deals and all this type of stuff. Because when God told me I was going to have it, I wrote the vision down and I made it plain like the Bible tells you to. And I worked on it every single day. Even if I was tired and I was going through something, I worked on it because I believed. Like, yo, God, if this is what you're telling me, let me test this thing out. He says, test me and see if I don't open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Just one. I'll take care of everything. Yeah. And he told me put his name on it. Just a Touch of J. And I've been putting his name on it, doing what he told me to do. And all you see is shine. You can't deny the shine, because that's his glory. So I'm here to just tell you, just please remember. Don't quit. Don't give up. Remember how thorough and wise you are, okay? This is Just a Touch of J's card dimes. You know, when God drop a dime on me, sometimes I'll be like this. You sure? Because I'll be thinking like Moses. They will not believe me. And he'd be like, well, what you going to do? You going to listen to me or you going to pay attention to them? And I'd be like this, I'm going to listen to you. He'd be like, all right, well, look, go tell my people this. And I'd be like, okay. And I go ahead and do what he tell me to do. Yo, let me tell y'all this. This is so crazy. So the other day I'm in the store. I'm ending it right here. I'm in the store, right? Kroger's. I go to the store all the time. So I'm in the store and I'm like this. You know what? Let me see. Let me just go ahead. They have ice cream on sale. Sometimes I'll be dipping the dip and I'll be getting some ice cream. That's how mama got thick. Okay, look. So I'll be getting that ice cream. Just the Häagen-Dazs vanilla. Can't do nothing else. But you know, I thank God for letting me have it. Simple ingredients. It's probably like 3-4 ingredients. That's it. No gums. No nothing. Check it out if you got an issue. Shout out to my histamine intolerance. People, I love y'all. And for, I said I was going to say this. What's his name? DC Young Fly? Yeah. Thank y'all for letting me be in your podcast, 85 South Group. Yeah. I loved it. Y'all so thorough and wise. Thank you for that. Yeah. Y'all watch this TV show. Some of y'all watch the TV show. I know you do. But yeah, 85 South. You know the comedy stuff. So anyway, I'm in a podcast group. And I kept saying I got to get him a shout out. But please, just, you know... You know, all I'm saying is just do what you're supposed to be doing. Okay, that's it. Like, you know, because I'm over here. I'm trying to tell y'all stories. I'm trying to sum it all up and put it out there. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Peace is for you. Pieces. The lady, I'm in a store, okay? All right, I'm going to end it like this. I'm in a store, and I'm sitting up there, and older lady, I'm scanning my ice cream. I'll be getting ice cream. That's what I'm talking about. Kissing me in silence. Boom. Right back to where I'm supposed to be at. So I'm in there. I'm getting ice cream, okay? So I like this. I'm like, okay, it's 99 cents for the little small one. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know, I get two. You know, I'm trying, because I told you I work out 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be playing. So I'm like this. So I'm like, oh, let me get a little ice cream. I like to put it in my shake. And I got some protein shake that's going to be coming out for y'all. Whey powder. Going to be nice. But look, I get there. I put in my shake, all that. But as I'm in line, I'm like, dang, I forgot some. So I go get what I had to go get. And when I come back, a lady was there getting ready to go ahead on the scanner and do her thing. So she just scanned her stuff right on top of my stuff. You know, older white lady. You know, she was so cool. So I go up to her and I said, hey. Because the guy said he wasn't going to let nobody go there where I went back and got what I was supposed to get. So I'm like, so I said, hey. I said, sweetheart, have the guy come over to take my order off. So, you know, she just put stuff in there. She ain't hear nothing I say. So I tell the guy, I said, could you come over here and just take my ice cream off her order, right? And I'm like, right? So she's like this. She said that. She said, oh, that was so nice of you. I said, yeah, I was trying to tell you the ice cream was on there. She was old, child. She was old, okay? So I go over there to the next one. I said, it's okay. Do your thing. It's all right, right? So she said, God bless you. So look, I'm over there getting my stuff. She come over there. Here, take this. Let me buy your ice cream. She come handing me $20. So I'm like this. I'm like, no. Because I'm the person that I was going to buy her stuff. Actually, that's what I was going to do. I said, I should just pay for all her stuff. But I said, you know what? Let me just go ahead and get my ice cream and do what I do. That's what I was saying. So when she came over giving me the $20 and she said, you better take this $20, okay? I'm giving this to you. I was like, yo, yeah, right? It was like God was saying, you better take this $20, right? So I'm like this, let me go ahead and take this $20, right? So I put in my thing, right? You know, pay for the order, whatever. And I'm just like, dang, God, you just had somebody come give me $20. He's like, now you can tell somebody about that. You see how God be having you? Yeah, he be having you just like that. Yeah, he be having your back just like that. So you gotta believe what he tell you. Yeah, you gotta believe what he tell you. You can't be up against it. You gotta really like be like, yo, if somebody come give you a word, you gotta be like this. Like, yo, it tells you, the Bible tells you, we entertain, you know, angels. God send people sometimes to let you know some. Like, yo, don't go down that street. I told you he the GPS. Like, yo, he can see everything. Like, don't do that. Like, I keep sending you warning signs. Like, why you keep being in this type of relationship? Yeah, you know we in the love, Dr. Sis, baby. It's just a set of Jack. Trying to put it out there in pieces for you. But look, okay, just do what he said. Please, like, just listen to him, because everything that God tells you is going to have opposition. All right, now look, this is just Touch J Cardines. I'm out of here. How y'all want me to end this? I went over the time. I'm trying to get better, y'all. I swear I am. But it just be so much. And then I just, you know, I be cutting out stuff and I be forgetting and everything. But I'm trying to get there. Yeah, I'm trying to get there. Oh, I got to put the time stamp on it. I told y'all, I was going to say, y'all, all the times and all that. Remember I had cut the car on yesterday, child? I got this whole electric car thing. I'm trying to figure. I don't even know how to do it on my cell phone. Hold on. Let me see something real quick. Okay, it's April the 28th, 8:14. Oh my God, that's crazy. 8:14 in the morning. Yeah, yesterday I came to y'all at about 7:15. Yeah, okay. And I always get up a little like an hour early or later on a Sunday. Yeah, but it's Sunday. So y'all have an amazing day. Please get what I'm telling y'all. Because God really be trying to do stuff for y'all. But you won't be some of you. You know, I ain't pointing no fingers. You know what I'm saying? Nothing like that. You know, y'all rocking with me worldwide. You know, 150 different countries. Y'all out there doing y'all thing, you know? You know, and that was the last time I checked. I don't know what you've been doing lately. I don't know what y'all out there doing. But I know that you got to be real thorough and wise, man. You got to listen. Yo, if God really trying to tell you something, that means you thorough. If he's trying to give you something thorough, that means you real thorough. You know what I'm saying? And if he's trying to put a little word out there for somebody else to try to tell you something, that means you real thorough again. Because now he really, really trying to get you to see what he's trying to tell you. But if you keep coming up against it, you got to know, yo, your blood's still going to work. Oh, man. Hold on. Wait a minute. His blood's still going to work. I forgot to tell y'all something. He just dropped a dime on me. I got to tell y'all something. See, the thing was, too, when they was out in the wilderness, the children of Israel, yeah, they was really, 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 really messed up. Yeah, they was really messed up out there, but God was providing for them all the time. All the time they was really messed up out there. Remember I told you that? He was like, yo, you got to don't forget to tell them about them. How they was just up against themselves. They was up against everything, you know, but he still was providing. He's still doing it. Even though you up against them, he's still making sure that you're straight. Yeah, so just look at your current situation. Please. Please, I almost forgot to tell you that. But I'm up out of here, all right? So I love my baby! I guess I'll come back to you all again. I think let me make sure I said everything. Oh, and this is something else, too. I forgot that. Okay, remember when they was out there and I told you they was just out there in the wilderness? They was just out there doing their thing, okay? They was just lost out there, okay? Every day they had to be on the move and carrying their stuff to the next place, okay? Wasn't no cars, no nothing. They was out there for years, okay? Sometimes you be out there for years when you don't be listening to God, okay? And sometimes what God got to do, this is what he did with them, he hardened Pharaoh's heart. So sometimes God will harden somebody's heart, or he'll have certain situations go wrong in your life to just keep you to move, because you won't move because you don't want to believe him. Yeah, that's what he had to do to them too. He said, make sure you tell him about Pharaoh, how I hardened Pharaoh's heart. Yeah, he hardened Pharaoh's heart. Yeah, because he had to get you on the move. Yeah, he had to get you on the move. Like there's certain fish, when they transfer fish from one place to the next, they put them in this tank when they're transferring them because they taste better fresh. Okay, and they had to put other fish in there with them to keep them on the move. And sometimes God will cause a situation, y'all, to be real thorough or real messed up in your life to keep you on the move because you ain't believing. So look, that's what the last thing he told me to tell y'all. So look, I'm about it. I love my babies. All right, so look, let me go ahead and hand this thing. All right, y'all have an amazing day. Happy Sunday. Bye-bye. What's up, y'all? This is just a touch of J, man. And I was sitting here thinking. And you know what I said? I said, you know what, God? God's been blessing me in front of you for many years. Yeah, he been blessing me in front of y'all for many years. I mean, blessings on blessings. Astonishment, man. Look, achievements, success, and fame. I mean, I'm always winning. Through sickness and in health. Just testimony after testimony. Through trials and tribulations. I'm a real live walking miracle. You should believe in Christ by now. Yeah, real talk. I was sitting here and I was talking to myself and self was talking to me. And I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and politic with God. And you know, God said, come tell y'all. You should believe in Christ by now. And if you don't, you might want to question why not. Oh my gosh. Listen, y'all. Go check out my 13 new waist trainers in my online store. This is Just a Touch of J. .com, because this is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go check that. Oh my gosh, y'all gonna be like this. She's so thorough and wise. Yeah, go over to this is just a touch of J.com and check out all them pieces. Yeah, we got Taylor Fit J's Fit over there. Yeah, his fit and my fit. I'll be back talking to y'all. I love my babies. Make sure y'all have a good one, all right? Yeah, make sure y'all check them out. 13 new waist trainers for y'all. Yeah, mama just putting it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Smooches. I love my babies. Bye-bye. Hold on, y'all. Check this out, too. What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all, man? This is just a touch of J.
What y'all out there doing?
What y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate a baby? Just living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do.
On my Just a Touch of J podcast, baby.
Y'all know I just had to come on here and tell y'all thank
for
you.
For the 6,000
plays via Spotify. Yeah, man. Out there shining on them, man, and they hating it, baby, because y'all out there
doing what it is that you do.
I love y'all. I just want to come on here and tell y'all thank you.
I see you, baby.
Doing what it is that you do.
This is just a touch of J.
I love y'all. Make sure y'all checking out that boyfriend thing too. Oh my gosh, this thing gonna be hitting. You dropping dimes on y'all.
Thank you for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, man.
I love my babies.
I love y'all. Thank you.
J's fit.
Keep doing what it is that you do.
The mic, you can call it. Wait a minute. I gotta tell y'all thank you.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J. What y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Just living your best life. Yeah, doing what it is that you do. Well, listen, man, I had to come on here and I just wanted to tell y'all thank you. Yeah, for making the Just a Touch of J mobile app of the day again. And did y'all hear about my second Just a Touch of J app? Yeah, it's called the Just a Touch of J fitness app. Make sure y'all are checking that out up in my link tree and my bios. Make sure y'all sign up for that. Mama gonna drop a dime on you. Thank you for the 500,000, yeah, impressions on my Just a Touch of J podcast page on YouTube and the 90K plays that y'all gave me on Spotify for my Just a Touch of J podcast. Man, I don't know what y'all out there doing, but I love y'all and I just wanted to tell y'all thank you. Yeah, Mama about to drop a dime on y'all. I got them pieces for you, baby. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is Just a Touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. You. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Y'all hear that? Pieces for you. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? So, y'all, what y'all out there doing? Listen, right? So, remember when I told y'all that I was going to give y'all, you know, a little tribute to Nas? You know, he came out with his new album, and it was definitely thrilling wise. But I decided to do a little throwback thing for him. Yeah, I wanted to throw it back. You know, everybody's always coming out with all this new stuff. I'm like, you know what? This is just a touch of J, man. I got to put this out there in pieces for y'all. So I say, you know what? Let me go ahead, throw this thing back. And I want y'all to check it out. Listen, all right? It's up next.
This is just a touch of J. I gotta throw this thing back with the truth.
Man, what y'all want me to say? I gotta give a shout out to my man Nas. I told y'all this thing was coming. Man, you might as well hate me now.
Football season has returned.
It's been a long time. Just a touch of J. Life or death with me now. There's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am. Feel me?
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
You can hate me now,
come on,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now, you can hate me now.
Do it now, do it now, do it now. Don't hate me, hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling sixes, money folding, chickens, honeys that swollen, the richest. Nas get in ya, most critically acclaimed, Pulitzer Prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator, my style's greater. Model data, big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators ringside try, watching my paper. Almost a decade, quite impressive. Most of the best is in the S's for this rap stuff that I stand for. Expanding more to the big screen, Bill Gates dreams. But it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last. Like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum plaque back to the projects. But you still wanna hate? Be my guest, I suggest.
Money is power, I got millions of dollars on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now,
I won't stop.
But I won't stop now,
I can't stop.
Cause I can't stop now.
You can hate me.
You can hate me now.
Do it
now. I hate you too.
But I won't stop now.
Come on. Come on,
cause I can't stop now.
Come on,
you can hate me now.
Do it now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now. I told you, do it now.
This is just a touch of J.
Y'all like it when I do it like that. I woke up this morning like.
Yourself.
Yo, I'm living in this time behind enemy lines, so I got mine, I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You from the hood, I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You want beef, hope ya.
Got yourself.
And when I see you, I'ma take what I want, so you try to front, hope ya.
Got yourself.
You ain't real, hope ya.
Oh man, I know y'all ready for this one. Steady, are you ready? Oh my gosh, y'all like that? Y'all know I'm about to put this out there in pieces for you, right? I mean, I know y'all know what's going on, right? Come on, man. Didn't I tell y'all this is just a touch of J? Man, y'all better stop acting like I don't know what I'm doing.
What's going down?
Oh my gosh, y'all gotta check this one out.
Mm-hmm. To tell when nothing that I got going
nothing,
on,
man. Nothing,
just such a J. Y'all already know I put this out there in pieces for you, right?
Ooh, yeah, baby. That's that joint right there. Ooh.
Jay.
Come on.
Yeah. Ladies, make it hot. Thugs, make it hot, make it pop.
Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, you really, really, really work my body. You really, really, really turn me out. You really, really, really got the goodness. You really, really made me scream and shout. You really taught me how to work my body. You really taught me how to go down south. You really, really tried to hurt me, hurt me.
Yeah, gangsta.
I just had to drop a bomb on them.
Honestly,
like
flex. Man. Y'all know how I feel when I wake up
honestly,
in the morning.
Honestly, feel like, man, this is just a touch of Jay.
Jay.
And I will not lose.
Jay-Z.
What's up, niggas? And yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You?
You?
What?
What's, Jay-Z.
What's up? Been on my... Nigga, you love my style, nigga. You not the
crazy.
Mess with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. Who's the best? Pot, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, West, North, South, Flaw style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can Nas be garbage? At your college, at the side of your dome, come out of my throne. I got this lock since 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, Sophie fame, kept my name in his music. Check it.
I mess with your soul like ether. Beat you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Wait a minute. I did prove that you lost already. Okay, I did. All right. But have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Have y'all downloaded the Just a Touch of J app? Matter of fact, have y'all listened to the Just a Touch of J podcast? And I know y'all out there, you know, checking out my marijuana papers called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Yeah, I try to put that out there in pieces for you, right? Also, have y'all checked out Lady? Okay, y'all hear that? Have y'all checked out the Just a Touch of J fitness line? Man, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all check it out. Man, listen to the next song too, alright? It's up next.
You know, I still run with that blood of a slave boiling in my veins. It's just hot until a nigga can't take it no more. Blood of a slave, heart of a king. Turn my voice up. Ayo, the brother's still matic. I crawled up out of that grave, wiping the dirt, cleaning my shirt. They thought I'd make another illmatic. But it's always forward, I'm moving. Never back with stupid. Here's another classic. See notes is falling from the sky.
Y'all hear that?
Oh, man.
By now the credits roll, the star and Nas, executive poet, produced, directed by the kid / Escobar. Narration describes the lives of lost tribes in the ghetto trying to survive. The feature opens with this young black child. Fingers scratched, cigarette burns on the sofa. Turning the TV down while Mary Jane girls, 45s playing. Soft in the background, food from C-Towns. Mornings was hash brown, stepped over dope fiends. Walking out the door, all of us poor. I learned the difference between the snitches, the real ones, and who's soft and the murderous. Hungriest crews, people jumping from roofs. Shotguns pumping, made it through my youth. Walking very thin lines, ages 7 and 9. That's the age I was on my album cover. This is the rebirth, I know the streets thirst water like Moses. Walking through the hot desert, searching to be free. This is my ending and my new beginning. Nostalgia, alpha and omega places. It's like a glitch in the matrix. I seen it all, did it all. Most of y'all a pop for a minute, spit a sentence, then a game and get rid of y'all. Y'all got there, but y'all ain't get it all. I want my style back. Hate the C-Shot playing, it's the rap repo man. To them double up hustlers, bitters, niggas who real. Professional, stick up kids, dreaming for meals. Let my words guide you, get inside you. From crypt to pyros, this is survival.
Survival, yeah, man.
What's my name?
J-U-S-T-A T-O-U-C-H O-F underscore a letter J. J. Yeah, that's what they call me.
Yeah. get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. The girl who fly and talk so nicely, put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the tea, this is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you wish with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town. Yeah, I been that. You know I where you and your men's at. Through the Smurf, through the WAP, baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringing 88 back.
Y'all know I'm giving y'all that business, right?
Jay. Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. My lobs again lit up the trunk of the car, we got the. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your mans to panic. You don't wanna see no ambulances. Knock a pimp's drink down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up.
Oh my gosh, I'm killing y'all with this. This is just a touch of J, man. I put this out to your pieces for you.
Let the music diffuse all attention. Ball up convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the kept. All my just coming homies, parolees. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my face. Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at?
Did I tell y'all to go over to Making Love and Beats Kitchen? Huh? It's where I do my food thing. Yeah, and y'all got the Just a Touch of J podcast popping like popcorn, baby. What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, y'all so thorough and wise. Yeah, but anyway, look, let's get back to Nas, man, cause they shooting.
Yo, my mood is real rude. I'll beat you out, show you what's do. Mobsters don't box my. Obliges. Every invitation to fight your punk asses. Like Pun said, you ain't even in me classa. Made batch, bins, backseat, TV plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do, make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how to this. Females who's the sexiest is always the nastiest. And I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth. I'm a leader at last, this a don you with. My non-spit, jigging blues consciousness.
Now let me end this right. Cause all I need is one mic.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here. It's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip would probably make me flip. See my name in the hieroglyphs, like Osiris and Isis, parables written inside papyruses, acknowledge it. We've been all tricked, time to come out of it. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cop again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out as I duck back, forget getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody come on, little brothers is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chasing street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims from doctors. If you really think you ready to fly with my power, this is what Nas is about. Brothers, the time is
yo,
now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one cup, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Touch all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 between 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my thuns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get caught up. Pain to go through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Brothers roll up. From wheelchairs, my heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this all slide for too many years, too many times. Now I'm strapped with a couple of too many. If that people really with me, get busy, load up the. Do more than just hold it, explode the until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rust, we rust. Flying, feel it, I feel it in my gut that we take these dudes to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now. My people's the time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one mic. There's nothing else in the world. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic. All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man. What I stand for speaks for itself. They don't understand and wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick stuff, but my name is biblical. Wonder what my secrets is. Enemies move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late, I'm mad, young, I'm laughing, cause I'm a cool brother. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you brothers, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, war gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a will get killed. Body found in the dumpster. For real, a hustler purchased my reins. People throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they work and complain. Women left me cause they thought I was finished. Shoulda knew she wasn't true. She came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinding. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight. Swelling my melon cause none of these brothers real. Heard they were telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Cash. All I need is one mic. One mic. Cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic. One mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
This is just a touch of day, y'all. And I had to put all that out there. In pieces for you, baby.
Man, make sure y'all keep staying tuned. I got a lot of stuff coming to y'all, man.
Remember, the truth shall set you free.
Okay?
Make sure y'all keep being thorough and wise. Because I am.